Welcome to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. This is Grant Cameron, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about presidential history. As this cover-up unfolds, we had Barack Obama go on a number of TV shows and talk about UFOs, and I've always maintained that Barack Obama was a big part of why this disclosure is taking place. And today I want to clear up a lot of misconceptions about the presidents, because I've done a lot of study about the presidents. One of the misconceptions is that Barack Obama denied that he knew anything about UFOs, and I maintain that is absolutely not true. He said a number of times that he refused to talk about it. He actually said that he had looked for it. He was asked, did they withhold it from you? And he said no, that he had found it, and I can't talk about it. There's a story told by Will Smith about his son going into the Situation Room with Barack Obama. They're doing a tour of the White House, and the son, Jaden, wants to ask a question about UFOs, and before he can even ask the question, Barack Obama says, "I know what you want to talk about. You want to know about the aliens." He said, "I can neither confirm nor deny that ETs have visited the Earth, but if they had, and if there had been a meeting, it would have taken place in this very room." So Barack Obama did not, as far as I know, give any indication that he didn't know what was going on or he hadn't been briefed. Even before he was elected, he was asked in this famous Democratic debate in Philadelphia in 2007, he was asked the UFO question about whether he thought ETs were coming. Even then, when he hadn't been briefed and didn't know anything, he said that they may be coming, but I'm here to represent people who I know are here and are having trouble surviving, and talking about people who disenfranchise and poor people that he wanted to work with. So I maintain Barack Obama never, ever said he didn't know. He said numerous times, "I can't talk about it." And even at one point, he was asked by Kimmel. Kimmel said, "Well, Bill Clinton said that he had looked and he couldn't find anything," and Barack said, "That's what they tell us to say," which actually may be true. We know from some examples of high-level people that they're told, leave it alone, pretend it's a one-off, do not touch this, this will kill your career. And I'll talk about a little bit about at the end about how presidents are sort of handled in that regard. So to do the briefing, what people had come up with was the idea that the president had never really faced the question, or the White House press corps had never really faced the question. And this all came around, Barack Obama starts talking after this thing starts to unravel in the last couple of weeks. Barack Obama actually comes out and now he can talk about it. So he says, "Yes, we do actually have films of objects that are unidentified, and we don't know what it is." So he goes on a couple of shows, which is almost like timed, where he allows this and he goes and puts it out. And so Joe Biden is asked about this in the White House press room at the very end of his news conference about what Barack Obama had said. And Biden said, "Well, go ask Obama again," and walked off the stage. And a lot of people got very upset about that, about how can he avoid this, and you know what a terrible thing this was. And what people have to realize is he's not the first guy to do this. This is the way the thing is handled in the White House, and I'll explain to you what I mean. Eisenhower, for example, was questioned in January of 1954. So these people are questioned about this, but I'll detail them all. So Eisenhower faced a question. 1954, there had been a big flap of UFO sightings in Europe, and Eisenhower was asked about, "What do you know about it?" And he walked around the question the same as Biden walked around the question. He said, "Well, I've got a friend who was in the Air Force who said he looked into it and there's nothing to it." And the question died and people went away and didn't really bring it up anymore. The only person to actually really handle it, the president to directly handle it without being in a situation like now where there's a lot of pressure on the story unraveling, was President Truman. President Truman was actually asked in a news conference about it, and he said, "Yes, we talked to the military at every conference we had with them." There were all those kind of things going on at the time, flying saucers and stuff like that. So he basically said, yes, they had talked to the military about flying saucers on every occasion when they had a conference with the military. So Truman was very open about it, but everybody else basically walked around it. There's even a second incident that involves Eisenhower, and that was February the 20th, 1954. This is the famous incident where Eisenhower goes to Palm Springs, and he disappears. He's supposed to be playing bridge, and suddenly it's known that the president has disappeared. The president is not there. Now, I'm not sure how they knew that, but the White House press corps was there, and Haggerty was the press secretary. He was at a barbecue on the other side of Palm Springs, and he had to come back to the place where Eisenhower was staying. He was staying at a guy who owned a lot of bakeries in California. And so he had to be brought back, and he had this news conference dealing with the press people and explaining why the president was missing, and came up with this explanation that the president had been to the dentist and was eating fried chicken and had broken a cap and had gone to the dentist. Later on, people had interviewed the wife of the dentist, and she said, as far as she knew, the president hadn't been handled, that her husband had worked on the president, she would have known about it. But that was the story. Haggerty came back in, calmed the press corps down. The press corps, one of them was actually about to put on the wire that the president had died of a heart attack. And so Haggerty managed to keep this off. So there are incidents where stuff comes up. Now, this is the incident where Eisenhower supposedly went to Edwards Air Force Base, which was called Muroc at the time. And this crazy story about the making the deal with the Greys. Well, I'll assure you the Greys weren't around in 1954. The initial leak came 2 weeks later, and they were etheric beings. That was what was described in the letter that leaked out 2 weeks after. And it got turned into this bizarre thing that the president made a deal with the Greys in order to get technology, and that in exchange for the technology, the Greys could abduct anybody they wanted. And that's crazy nonsense, because the Greys can do whatever they want. If they want to abduct people, they don't need a treaty with the U.S. government. And if they sign a treaty with the U.S. government and take too many people or violate the treaty, what are you going to do? Take them to court? And the other crazy thing about it is, why would the aliens give the U.S. Military advanced hardware with which the U.S. is just going to turn around and try to shoot the UFOs down? So that's total nonsense. The original story was that they were etheric beings, and some of the stories had that they had levitated stuff across the table, and it was at that point in February of 1954 where the president decided, no, this can't be revealed. We have to keep the secret. And that's when the actual real cover-up started. Now, there was really nothing under the Kennedy or the Johnson administration. But there is some interesting stuff that starts to happen in the Ford administration. So Ford, when he was a congressman in Michigan, this is when the swamp gas incident happened, and Ford was adamant. He was just furious. He was saying, not only should we have a congressional investigation, we should bring in the military, put them under oath, and force them to tell us what's going on. He was just absolutely livid because he had been in a situation where all this stuff was happening in his district, and he was taking a lot of flack for it. Wrote a lot of letters, made a lot of noise. The key thing is this, and this is where it comes into this idea where they tell the president, if something happens, we'll brief you. This is my guess. We'll brief you, leave this alone, don't touch this, this will ruin your career. So Ford, who was absolutely adamant that he wanted this thing investigated, as soon as he became president, he never, ever brought up the subject. He never, ever used the word UFO while he was in the White House. And so you would think that he would, but he doesn't. And it never comes up before, and he does answer a letter after and said that he looked for material, he couldn't get anything after he was president. But when he was president, he never used the word UFO. The same applies to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter, before he became president, made this famous statement to the National Enquirer. We actually have the audio tape of him talking to the National Enquirer, where he makes this promise that other than military research stuff, he will release all the files to the public. And again, just like Ford, as soon as Jimmy Carter, as much as he's credited as being the UFO president, Jimmy Carter never used the word UFO ever when he was president. He used it before, He used it after he was president, and he's even backed off now to believing that it may have been a military base that his UFO sighting. So he's backed off it, but during the his administration, he may have talked about it, but it was never public. He never used the word. The big one was always Bill Clinton, and this is where definitely it was brought up in the White House press room. Bill Clinton was notorious. I actually wrote a book about him and Hillary and their involvement in the UFO thing and their interest and this sort of thing and what happened with the Rockefeller Initiative, Rockefeller coming to the White House, wanting to force Clinton to make a disclosure. And so Clinton, the original story was that he had sent Webster Hubble out to find the question of two questions. One was, who killed JFK? And everybody that has followed the Clintons and followed the files of the Clintons knows that Bill Clinton saw himself as the second Jack Kennedy. And so he wanted to, he was very interested in the Kennedy assassination. And so he sent Hubble, who was in the Justice Department. So he was the assistant in the Justice. So he said to Hubble, if I put you there over in Justice, I need you to answer two questions. Number one, who killed JFK? And number two, are there UFOs? So Hubble has talked about this a number of times since, to particularly Billy Cox has had a number of conversations with him. And he's basically hinted he couldn't find anything. But then when Hillary started to run in 2016, he basically said, you're about to get your answer, as if something had happened and that Hillary was about to reveal it. So Hubble went out and, according to the story, had gone to NASA, gone to NORAD and to different places, and basically wasn't able to get anything. But in, I believe it was 1997, he released a book. He had been removed. He left the White House, and he wrote a book called Friends in High Places. And in that book, that's where this statement comes out, that Bill had sent him to look into UFOs. Do UFOs exist? And that he had not found anything. So as soon as that book was released, it was brought up in the White House press room. And it was Deborah Orne, who was with the New York Post, who brought it up. She was no friend of the Clintons. She was doing the Monica Lewinsky story. She didn't like the Clintons. And she brought it up. And the question she asked to the press secretary was, Mr. Hubble brings this up in his book. Is this true? And the press secretary said, I'm not going to comment on what he says. And so Deborah Orne, according to the interview she did later, said, is what Mr. Hubble writes in his book true? And the press secretary again, and you only get one follow-up, so he walked around again the second time. He said, I'm not going to comment on what private people put in their private books. So at that point, he was no longer in the administration. He was private. So he said, I'm not going to comment on what private people put in their private books. And Deborah Orne, in an interview later, said, I sat there and waited for the rest of the White House press room to ask the next question, and they all rolled over and played dead. And that's the key part, is if you're the, you've worked your way up through all the ranks up to the White House press room, and you're now working for the New York Times or, you know, Politico or wherever you're working for, and you're the White House press correspondent, you are at that point in 1997, you're not going to ask the dumb UFO question. You're going to ask some interesting question about Africa to make it sound like you're really smart or whatever. You don't want to ask the dumb UFO question, because if your editor back at the paper thinks that was a really stupid thing to do, you could be back doing a court report and lose your White House press credentials. Or the president wouldn't call on you again because you asked these stupid questions. It's a very, very sensitive position, and nobody wanted to ask the dumb UFO question. So that's what Deborah Orne said. I sat there and waited for the rest of the White House press corps to follow up on this question, and they all just rolled over and played dead. And the story of Webster Hubble just faded right there. Nobody ever asked the question again. Nobody ever confronted the White House about this story about Bill Clinton sending Webster Hubble out to look for UFOs. Now, in the Obama administration, there was a big incident that took place in the White House press room. It took place in 2016. And for people who know the whole UFO disclosure thing, Hillary was very much involved in the disclosure that's going on right now. She's the one that got it going. The way it started was in the fall of 2015. She'd been arranged, she was running for president then, she was going to go on the Kimmel show. And according to the Podesta emails, she had her little speech ready, her little UFO speech, and she was going, Kimmel's going to ask her the UFO question, and then she was going to give this little UFO speech. And she was very upset, according to the Podesta emails, that he didn't ask her the question. She had worked for 5 minutes. She had practiced this little speech about UFOs, and he hadn't asked her. So she doesn't get on until May of 2016. And this is when she makes the very dramatic thing where she says to Kimmel, she says, you know, they don't call them UFOs anymore. The new nomenclature is to call them UAPs. And that's when we first get into UAPs, which indicates quite clearly that she was part of this whole thing of changing the thing from UFO to UAP. They were going to unravel this thing. I was told quite clearly in 2016 by people who were in the know inside the DeLong camp that, and this is before Lou Elizondo and Mellon and Justice came on board. I was told high-ranking officials are going to come forward. They are going to say UFOs exist, and then they're going to force disclosure. So this was all unraveling in 2016 already. Hillary was going to be the one that was going to push this thing out after she was elected. So in 2016, she makes this statement. She goes on Kimmel, and she talks about the UAPs. But she also talks, Kimmel asks her, well, okay, are you going to get the files? She said, yeah, I'm going to get the files. I promised John Podesta I was going to get this thing. And then Kimmel said, well, your husband said he tried and he couldn't get anything. And then she waited for everybody to stop laughing. And then she said, well, I'm going to do it again, which indicated that the game was live, that she was going to drop this thing. Now, she lost the election. And what happened was the three top two generals and Robert Weiss from Lockheed Skunk Works were all exposed in the WikiLeaks emails. So they had to take off and Hillary lost the election. So it took them until October of the next year to finally get this Tom DeLong operation going, where all these people were brought on board and the disclosure operation started. Now, what happened in this May interview with Kimmel is this got everything going with the New York Times. So the New York Times ran a story, and they talked about the front runner, Democratic front runner, vows to send a task force to the top secret Area 51 military base to find out what exactly is going on in there. And so the New York Times jumped in, and the question was put to Josh Earnest, who was the White House press spokesman, in a firing line in the latest press briefings. So he's asked about, okay, Hillary talked about UFOs, so what are you going to say? And then, of course, like all good press secretaries, he walks around the question. He's not going to directly answer the question. He said, I have to admit, I don't have a tab in my briefing book for Area 51 today, which, of course, makes everybody laugh, and it puts in the thing where don't ask the stupid question. And he said, I'm not aware that any plans that the president has to make public any information about that. And then he adds this very critical thing. Earnest asks this very important line. He said, well, I know he has joked publicly before about one of the benefits of the president is having access to that information. So he's saying exactly what I say about Obama, that Obama treats it like a joke. He puts it out there and he jokes about it. And he's right on the very edge of doing this disclosure thing. In fact, he was the first guy to actually bring up Area 51 in an incident where he was giving an award to Shirley MacLaine. He made Area 51 declassified. And the way he did it was he said, well, you know, I've always wondered what happened at Area 51. Well, I didn't know, so I had to ask Shirley MacLaine, and he's giving her an award, and it makes a big laugh. And then he said, I'm probably the first president ever to bring up Area 51, which is true. When the president brings up something, it is now declassified. So Area 51 was declassified by Obama. Now, what the press secretary adds on to that, he says, I don't know whether or not he has availed himself of that opportunity in other words, whether the president has tried to get the information, which we now know he did try to get the information, whether he has availed himself of that opportunity, when we have more on this, we will let you know. Now, the next day, he's again questioned. The reporter's not giving up. So another reporter asks in the GQ interview. So Obama did this very key interview with GQ magazine in which he talks about UFOs again. The president was asked, have you ever said, give me the JFK assassination files. I want to read them. Give me all the secret stuff. And the president says, I got to tell you, and then President, in response to that question, said, I got to tell you, it's a little disappointing. People always ask me about Roswell and aliens and UFOs. So it's not like he's denying UFOs. Obama's bringing it up every chance he gets. He talks about it. People have always asked me what about Roswell and the aliens and UFOs. And it turns out the stuff that's going on that's top secret isn't nearly as exciting as you'd expect. So why not make it public? That's what the reporter says. So why not make it public? And the key to this is that's what you're going to see when this report comes out, is that it's not nearly as exciting, at least at the level of the president, that they know UFOs exist. This is all real, but they really don't know what's going on. So everybody thinks there's going to be declarations about what planets are visiting us and all this kind of stuff and aliens and stuff like that. And that material, it's not going to be there the way you think it's going to be there. It's going to be a lot less exciting than people think it is. So, Ernest adds, well, I haven't looked at the documents, so it's unclear to me exactly what the equities might be. And then he says, so maybe the next news conference, you can have the opportunity to ask the president that for yourself. So next news conference, when the president has a news conference, ask him about UFOs. And then the press secretary says, stunning quote. He says, that would be interesting. So he says, ask the president, which would be very interesting. Ask him about UFOs. And then another reporter stands up. This is a female reporter stands up and said, there's this increased interest in Roswell. And suddenly the press secretary starts playing with his book and he starts moving around. And then the attack takes place. And I mean, this may be a male reporter. He said, you're doing the dance. You're doing the dance at the podium about it. Is there such a thing? Are you? Look at you. You're moving around trying to think. And he said, you're trying to stall. You're trying to think of an answer. Is this real? Is there such a thing? Are you keeping quiet because of security matters? I mean, are we to think there might be life beyond here? I mean, seriously. I mean, you need to answer this. He's yelling. He's sort of demanding from the press secretary an answer to this question. The press secretary is just sort of dodging around, doesn't know what to say. So then Ernest was asked if he'd seen the coverage of Hillary talking about UFOs with the reporter. And the reporter says, I wondered if the president would like to beat Mrs. Clinton to the punch by showing his degree of transparency on this issue, which is of concern to a lot of Americans. So the idea is that Hillary is going to say she's going to disclose, and is the president going to beat her to it? Is he going to open up now and disclose before Hillary has to do it when she gets elected? So that was the Obama. And again, it shows that a lot of press secretaries have faced this issue. Another one that faced it was the Trump. When the New York Times story broke in December of 2017, the Trump administration, the press secretary, Sarah Sanders, was faced with the question. And it was asked by The Hill's Jordan Fabian, and I actually talked to Jordan about this, asked Sarah Sanders, about the Times UFO report, including whether Trump believes in their existence or whether he plans to restore funding to the ATIP program. As he finished the question, what appeared to be a recording on his phone, as his Siri started to talk. And so Sanders joked, I don't know if that's a coincidence or not, talking about his phone going off. I feel like I already want to pass on this question, given that you have aliens sitting among you. And then she basically said, that hasn't come into our back and forth over the last couple of days. But I will check into that and be happy to circle back. So she says that Trump and I didn't talk about it, but I will ask him, I'll circle back, talk to him, and I'll come back and tell you what he says. And of course, I knew she wasn't going to come back. So I actually went to Jordan Fabian, and he added this part of the story. He said that after the news conference, he went back and she said to him, we knew the question was coming. So she knew that somebody was going to ask the question because of the New York Times article, and that was the plan they had. But again, like every other time, nothing happened. The press secretary didn't come back, and all the reporters went back to talking about all sorts of other things. and left the UFO question behind. Now, one of the interesting things about this is that other people have faced this question, and one of them was Sarah Sanders' father, who was Mike Huckabee. And in 2007, there was this famous news debate in Philadelphia with all the Democratic candidates, and Mike Huckabee was asked after. He wasn't on the panel because he's a Republican, but he was asked, a bunch of politicians were asked about the UFO question, because Barack Obama was asked about UFOs, and so was Dennis Kucinich. Bill Richardson was asked the question, and so was, surprisingly, Joe Biden. Joe Biden was one of the people running for president at that point, and he was asked, and his reply was, "Really? Come on. Really?" And he was like indignant, like he just didn't believe it. He didn't want to answer the question. When it came time for Huckabee to answer the question, he was asked, "Do you believe in UFOs?" He said, "No, I believe in G-O-D, not UFO." Now, as to why candidates and presidents don't deal with the subject, there's been a number of things that have happened that kind of indicate why this kind of policy is taken. The key thing is that the president, if a Secretary of State or Secretary of Defense goes down, that's one thing. But if the president goes down, the country goes down. So they always try to have plausible deniability to keep this subject away from the president. If you even go back to the days of Truman, Truman was being given briefings by General Landry starting in February of 1948, and the briefings were done orally. So even at that point, they knew to keep it off paper and just to do it without any paper trail. Now, when Jimmy Carter came in, he had a president-elect briefing. He was told by Bush, "Curiosity is not sufficient, need to know. If you want those files, you need to go to the House Science and Technology Committee." And so the idea is already that you don't need to know this, you need to keep away from this. In 2000, Ron Pandolfi, according to Dan Smith's writing, he had asked Ron Pandolfi, who was the guy who briefs the president on UFOs, supposedly runs the Weird Desk, he had asked for a briefing of George Bush. And according to Dan Smith, Ron Pandolfi told him, the president cannot be a player. You can brief him before he gets elected or after he leaves office, but the president cannot be a player. And this is this idea that you have to play plausible deniability. And that's what happened in the Clinton administration. Clearly, you could see what was going on there, was that Rockefeller said, "Whoever wins the election, I'm going in there, I'm going to get declassification." And Bud Hopkins had actually told me, he said, "Mr. Rockefeller, I don't think that's how it works." And he said, "I don't care. I'm going into the White House, I'm going to get disclosure." So he went in there, but he was cut off at the pass. He was not allowed to deal with the president. He had to deal with the science advisor to the president. And then in the Rockefeller Initiative documents that I recovered, I could see that there was two documents that dealt with Hillary Clinton. And one of them stated that she was the post office, that everything was going from Rockefeller to the science advisor, and everything from the science advisor back to Lawrence Rockefeller was going through the first lady's office. And it didn't make any sense till years later. I couldn't figure out why was everything going through the first lady's office. And that is this idea of plausible deniability. And that is that what was happening, according to my guess, is that Rockefeller would make a demand. Hillary would get whatever the demand was, would take it to the president at night because she was not a member of government. Plausible deniability, she talks to Bill at night. Bill says, "Okay, this is what we do," and then she takes the message back, and it goes the other way. So the president doesn't get involved. And the final example that I'll give you, and this is where, this is again a Clinton story. In 1995, Rockefeller gave what he called his briefing to the Clintons at the Rockefeller Ranch in Wyoming. It was August. It was Bill's birthday. They had gone there. Bill Clinton didn't want to be there, but the people who were running the next election, had predicted that the swing voters, this is what we want. The swing voters were people who were into rafting and nature and horseback riding and stuff like that. And so that's why instead of going golfing at the Hamptons, he went to the Rockefeller Ranch, and he hated it. He was yelling at one of his aides to get him out of there. This is the last place he wanted to be in, you know, horseback riding and stuff like that. But when he was there, this briefing took place, and according to what we've been able to determine, it appears that Hillary attended this briefing where it's not really a briefing because it's a public citizen, so it's not really an official briefing. But he was making his pitch for UFO disclosure, and Hillary sat there and listened to the whole thing. Bill was not at the briefing, from what I've heard. And that's, again, this plausible deniability thing that he can't get stuck in a meeting where we're talking about UFO disclosure. And the next morning after that event, according to what I was told, is that Hillary went to Rockefeller and said, okay, we've listened to you, now don't ever bring up the subject again. And that cut it off, and then Rockefeller sort of dropped it after 95 and really didn't push the issue all that much anymore. And one of the stories that was told, and this is by Whitley Strieber, stated that he had talked to Lawrence Rockefeller, and that Lawrence Rockefeller had told him the story at the ranch, that he'd actually talked to Bill Clinton as they were walking around the ranch, and that Bill Clinton had talked to him about the Arkansas Tar Baby story. He said, this subject, you can't touch it. It's like the, you know, the story about the Arkansas Tar Baby story. And this is the story where the fox captures Br'er Rabbit. And the way he does it is he makes this Tar Baby thing that stands by the side of the road. And Br'er Rabbit comes along, and Br'er Rabbit says, hello, good morning to this tar baby that's made out of tar that's standing on the side of the road. It looks like a little baby. And, of course, the tar baby doesn't reply. And Br'er Rabbit gets mad and punches the tar baby and gets his fist stuck to the tar baby. And then he punches him with the other fist and gets his other fist stuck to the tar baby. And then he uses his feet to try to get his hands off, and he gets his feet stuck. And now he's stuck to the tar baby, and Br'er Rabbit captures him. And that's what Bill said. It's like the Arkansas Tar Baby. You can't touch it because you get stuck to it and you can't get it off you. And so that's why you keep the president out of it. That's why there haven't been that many engagements with the president on the subject, is that it's cut off at the pass by the press secretary. And a lot of people up till now didn't want to ask the question because they were afraid of losing their press credentials. But now everything has changed. Now this is a hot topic, even according to reporters that say that it's very hard to get a story because the top reporters are now out there. They realize there's Pulitzer Prizes involved, and everybody's busy trying to dig down, realizing that they've been had, that the story is for real, and now trying to get to the bottom of what UFOs is about, where these intelligence are from. And so the whole concept of press secretaries taking questions, because now Biden's press secretary has taken questions. And actually, if you see the clip, she actually pulls out a little thing. She's got it all written out, exactly how they're going to respond to the question. So it's gone. And the story is that it appears that NASA has been allowed to talk about it from Biden. But again, you want to keep the president away. So it's going to be the NASA doing it, or the press secretary. The president will stay out of this till the very last minute. They want to keep it away from the president because it's a very, very sensitive issue, and it may be an issue that you don't have any answers for. And if the president's the most powerful guy in the world, the smartest guy in the world, you really don't want the president doing it. So what you do is like what happened with Jimmy Carter. People always say Jimmy Carter didn't really fulfill his promise. He said he was going to work on the UFO subject, and he didn't do it. He backed out of his promise. Not true at all. If you actually look at the documents, you'll see that the president did an awful lot. That vast majority of the documents that we have declassified, the FBI documents, the CIA documents, all those documents came under the Carter administration. There was even a story told at the CIA that the lawyer that was from the White House was actually broke down crying. She was a female lawyer, broke down because the CIA people were hiding stuff. They were playing games with her, and she was under great pressure from Carter to turn these documents out, to get the CIA to release these documents. The press secretary was sent to the FBI and forced the FBI, and they put out 1,500 pages. He sent his science advisor to NASA to have another blue book study done. and NASA's budget had been cut, and so they sent the message back through the press secretary to the president, we don't have any money, we don't have any money to run a study like this, and basically they've been told by the CIA, don't you dare touch this, do not start another study. And that's the way they backed out of it, by saying they don't have money. So what they said is, if you have any metal pieces, if you have any stuff, we're willing to analyze it, but we don't want to start another Blue Books thing because we don't have the resources because you cut our budget. So Jimmy Carter did do an awful lot of stuff. There's all sorts of stories about studies that Jimmy Carter initiated, but Jimmy Carter's fingerprints were never on it. And that's how it works. You keep the president out of it. You run it through people down below. And it's plausible deniability for the president of the United States. That's the final summation of this. The president has faced this question. The press secretaries have faced this question, despite this story that's going around now that this is the first time that the president's ever been confronted with this, or the press secretaries have been, and this is new. It's almost like the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun. This has been going on for the last 75 years. People just haven't really paid any attention. So that's the story of the presidents, the White House press secretaries, and the UFO questions given by reporters. Thanks.